You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen, hallelujah. Welcome to the new year. Welcome to this new day, this new hour. Let us look ahead, amen, and not to the former things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you do me that favor? Can we look to that which is ahead? Can we look to God as we come into this hour of prayer? Hallelujah. I believe that sometimes we spend too much time looking behind. We spend too much time looking to what happened yesterday, amen, and not in this now time. Apostle Paul says, remember not the former things. Amen, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm forgetting the former things. Hallelujah, I'm forgetting the former things. We are forgetting the former things, and we're looking to you, Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, we're setting our mind to those things that are above. We're setting our mind on heaven. We're setting our mind on truth. We're running to you, Alpha and Omega, Almighty God. And as we even begin this praise, we come repenting of our sins, Lord God. We come, Holy Spirit, reveal to us the areas that are unknown, that we need to correct. We welcome the correcting, oh God, that we will be pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. There's no more, it's no more conforming Christian. Come on, somebody. It's no more selfish Christian. There's no self in Christ, and there's no self in Christian. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Father God. And so we lay ourselves down at the foot of the cross. We lay, hallelujah, we present our bodies a living sacrifice unto you, O God, on this day. And Lord God, as we come with a repentant heart and a repentant mind and a repentant posture, worshiping you, asking that you forgive us our sins, those known and unknown. And God, we exalt you. We worship you because you are worthy. You are, hallelujah, the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the great I Am. You are Yahweh. You are Yeshua HaMashiach. You are Kareba Shandarabasaya, our life. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are, hallelujah, Hosanna, the Son of David. You are Alebasala Bashaya El Shaddai. You are Almighty God. You are all powerful God. You are all knowing God. You are, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are our salvation. You are our rock. You are, oh God, our refuge. You are, oh God, our help. You are, oh God, our direction. You are, oh God, our instruction. You are, oh God, our pilot. Lord God, you are. Somebody say, you are. You are, hallelujah. You are our way. You are our pillar of cloud by day and our pillar of fire by night. You are our tour guide. You are our God. You are our counselor, our wonderful counselor. You are our Prince of Peace. You are our everlasting Father. You are, you are, oh God, you are, you are, you are. I'm reminded, hallelujah, of when the Lord appeared to Moses. He said, I am that I am. You are, I am who I am. am. I will be who I will be. Eya Asa Eya, you are all things. You are a now. You are yesterday. You are tomorrow. You are, hallelujah, Kareba Shando Rabasata Basaraya. You are, hallelujah. You are our well. Hallelujah. Karabasaya Boshia Rabasataya. You are. You are, oh God. You are. You are. You are, Lord. You are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We thank you, healer, on this day. We thank you for your healing grace on this day. Oh God, we say thank you. Oh Lord, we say thank you as we come into this hour with you. I thank you, oh God, that not only are we talking and not only am I talking, but you, Holy Spirit, are talking. Thank you, Holy Spirit, right now. Hallelujah. For leading us and guiding us. Hallelujah. For whispering unto us. For making us sensitive to you. We thank you, oh God, that as we're running to you, oh God, as we're drawing near to you, oh God, you are drawing near to us, oh God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, oh God, that as we praise you, hallelujah, you're inhabiting that place. God, we thank you for, hallelujah, your miracles, signs, and wonders. Ladies and gentlemen, sons and daughters of Christ Jesus, Reba Shaya Basaya, servants of the Lord God Almighty, I'm speaking to the obedient. I'm speaking to those that not just hear the word, but do the word. I'm speaking to the doers. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's be doers in this hour. Let's be doers in this season. Let's be doers in this year. Hallelujah. Let's be doers, Labasaraya Labashaya, in our life. Oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 that not only are we hearing your word, oh God, but we're deciding that we're going to do your word. We're going to do which we're hearing, amen, hallelujah, and not do that which the world is doing. I'm reminded that the Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. This is how we receive our faith. Amen. Hallelujah. This is how we get gassed up in our faith. And so then, hallelujah, as our fuel tank of faith is on high. Amen. It is full. Amen. Labasaraya. I believe that it is easier for us to do. It is easier for us to move. It is easier for us to hear. It is easier, Karabasaya, to forgo our ways and trust in God's ways. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, oh God. I wanna read scripture. Excuse me. I wanna read scripture because in California and in Los Angeles in the last few days and maybe almost a week, a little less than a week. I don't know. I haven't been diligent with counting the days, but it's been raining. And as it's been raining, God has made me sensitive to the unusualness in the amount of rain. It's repeated for several days, and it doesn't normally, amen, rain consecutively in Southern California in such a way, amen. And so I just was sensitive of the rain. Sensitive to the Holy Spirit as he's drawing my attention to the fact that it is raining. And he it led me to go to Isaiah 55. And I'm going to start reading at verse 8. And even before I start reading, I want to speak and minister unto you that God is doing the abnormal. Come on, somebody, in our lives. Hallelujah, Rabashaya. That just all of a sudden, that which is not normal and that which does not happen, that doesn't happen to me. This type of opportunity and this type of good news, and this type of proposal doesn't happen on a regular, everyday basis. I hear my Heavenly Father speaking that I'm doing the abnormal, the unnatural, the unusual. Come on, as we seek God Almighty, that we will come unto our day, our moment. You will come into your day in your moment. But the Bible speaks that a time and chance happens to us all. Somebody needs to say, I'm coming into my time. It's my time. It's my chance. It's my opportunity. It's been dry, amen, in your life. It's been dry in your relationship. It's been dry in your finances. It's been dry in your business. It's been dry, hallelujah, in your social life. It's been dry, hallelujah, in your faith. It's been dry in your hope. It's been dry in your children. It's been dry. God is sending the rain, amen. He is sending. Ooh, I know we're going to Isaiah 55:8 to stay with me as I'm with the Holy Spirit and moving, amen. But I'm reminded that even in Kings, in the days of Elijah, hallelujah, when there was a famine, it was dry for 3.5 years. And then Elijah prayed, hallelujah, and rain. He prayed that it would be no rain for 3.5 years. Come on, somebody said that's a miracle. And it was no rain. Then he prayed, hallelujah, for rain, and there was the rain. And then if we travel into the New Testament, into James, hallelujah, James speaks about how Elijah is just like you and I, amen, hallelujah, and we are able to pray fervently, and those prayers availeth much. Your prayers are availing much. Our prayers are availing much. Even in this time, and me reading scripture and minister, if we are in a place of prayer, we are in a place of hope. We're in a place of believing. We're in a place of not letting go. We're in a place of committing to God, submitting to God, declaring, Lord, I will do your will. Thine will be done. Thine kingdom come, thine will be done. Heaven and earth in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh. God is sending the rain. God is sending the rain. He's sending the rain of abundance. Hallelujah. God is sending the rain. God is filling the empty places. Hallelujah. Empty places where you've been sick, he's sending health. Where you've been insecure, he's causing you to be confident. Where you've been cowardly, he's causing you to be courageous. Where you've been hesitant, he's quickening us to go in immediacy. Oh God, Abashaya, God is sending wisdom, hallelujah, from heaven. Wisdom that's not like the earthly wisdom. Come on, somebody. God is opening the doors. God is, hallelujah, Abashaya, making a way out of no way. God is, hallelujah, giving you keys. God is approving you. God is saying, don't give up, don't stop. Even if you was applying and asking and asking and knocking and seeking to no avail, it will avail much. Hallelujah. Rabba Shando Bagaraya. Thank you, oh God. God is. God is. God is. God is. I'm going to read Isaiah 55. It says, we're starting at verse 8. Amen. because even when we are in a way of wilderness, and when even we are in a way of a storm, we tend to quickly think that God is not here, and how did we get ourselves in this place, or what happened, or what did I do, or what didn't I do? Amen. And so I want to read this to remind us and reset us and back to faith. Faith. Verse 8 reads, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Come on, someone. Come on, someone. You see, there's a people. There is, and I'm not talking about one people, two people, three people. I'm saying it just like that. I'm talking about a nation. I'm talking about over a million people. Amen. That the outstretched hand of Yahweh loosened that grip, that stronghold that Pharaoh had on them, amen, hallelujah, and led them out of bondage, amen, so easily and so freely. And as they were leaving out, even caused them to have favor with the Egyptians, that they plundered the Egyptians. They took their silver and gold. Come on, that's a transfer of wealth. Someone said there's a transfer of wealth happening in my life. Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Well, I'm believing that it is time, hallelujah, for the righteous to receive some deposits. Amen, hallelujah. And they led them, he led them, Yahweh led them away that was perplexing, amen, to them. It wasn't the most likely of way, amen. He led them through the wilderness, amen, hallelujah, because they were not ready to go the shortcut way, amen. They were not ready to travel through and come up against the enemies. They would cause them to want to run back into slavery. It would have them to run back into. And God, I believe God led us away. He led us away that, yeah, it took longer. And yeah, you may have to look shameful and be embarrassed. Hey, hallelujah. When you compare yourself and it didn't suit your flesh and your natural ways, but God led us away so that we would know how to handle the blessing and contain the blessing, and when it abused the blessing and misused the blessing and reject the blessing, God knows, hallelujah, how to get us into our land flowing with milk and honey. God knows how to deliver. God knows how to heal. God knows how to bless. God knows how to save. God knows how to reconcile. God knows how to restore. Not only does he know, but this is who he is. He is that, and he is doing such. So let us be reminded that his thoughts are not like our thoughts, neither are his ways like our ways. So we cannot deduce God into our thoughts and ways and try to understand and then be like, why? No, what we need to do is surrender our thoughts and ways. Amen and hallelujah. And look up and wait for him to give us understanding if he so chooses. And what we do is we look up and we faith. And say, God, I may not know and I may not understand and I may not have the thoughts and I may not know the ways, but what I do is I have faith. So I'm a faith. So show me how to faith. Verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. This is the Lord speaking. And my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, here we go, here we go, here we go. For as the rain cometh down, somebody say, it has been raining in Southern California. It's been raining in Southern California. For as the rain cometh down, come on, from heaven, hello. And the snow from heaven, somebody say from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Come on, somebody. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. I'm going to read it again. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, make it flourish, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God's word, that which he spoke over you, over us, over your ministry, over your business, over, hallelujah, your endeavors, over your family, over your children, it will prosper. It will accomplish, achieve. What God pleases. It is, amen. It is happening according to what the Lord says. Even if in a moment it doesn't look like it, even if in a moment, hallelujah, it seems there is an inconvenience or there's an uncomfortable and it seems further from, amen, when the rain comes and the snow comes, it may be cute for a second, for a moment, but then it's an inconvenience and it's, oh, when is it going to stop raining? But it's purpose. Hallelujah. Flourishing is coming. Prosperity is coming. Abundance is coming. And even as I say it's coming, I also hear it's here. God causing us to flourish in spiritual things, in our spiritual relationship. God causing us to flourish in our natural relationships. God is causing us to flourish in the kingdom. God is causing us to flourish in our finances, causing us to flourish, causing us to flourish, causing us to flourish, causing you to flourish. Hallelujah. If you will believe, if you will believe, if you will trust, if you will have faith. My Bible says, as you read in the Matthew, Mark, Luke, we see Jesus saying, be it unto you according to your faith. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has. Our faith Come on. By our faith, we will see. By our faith, we will experience. By our faith, we will receive. By our faith, we are able. By your faith. So even as we say that, my prayer is now, Lord God, show us where we are not in faith. Holy Spirit, reveal to us where we are in unnatural ways, where we are trying to do it ourselves, trying to do it according to the way man says that you should do it, the way the world says you should do it. And you are whispering from the faith place and say, over here, this is the secret place. You see, because it is in the faith place that we are pleasing to God. Amen. And we are, when we are pleasing God, guess what? He is. He will please us. It's in the faith place that we come to know the will of God. It's in the faith place. Hallelujah. It's in the faith place that we experience God's miracles, signs, and wonders. It's in the faith place that we see the dead resurrected, that we see cancer healed, that we see terminal become temporary. God is in the faith place. Hallelujah. That we see, hallelujah, us be go from below the poverty level to above the prosperity level. It's in the faith place, hallelujah, that we experience God honoring us, exalting us because we have humbled ourselves before God. It is in the faith place that we experience breakthrough. It's in the faith place, hallelujah, that the hard becomes soft, the complicated become easy. It's in the faith place that the addictive spirits are loosed and rendered null and void. It's in the faith place that we overcome. It's in the faith place that we see our children who are lost, amen, come into the kingdom and are found. It's in the faith place, hallelujah, that we experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, joy, hallelujah, which is our strength. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's in the faith place that we learn how to talk. Amen. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. That is in the faith place that we go from uttering idle words and words that are cursing us and cursing our circumstances because we're trying to match up with the natural and we're allowing the natural to dictate. But it's when we come into the faith place, we speak to those things that are not as though they are. It's in the faith place, hallelujah, that we see the last come first and the first last. It's in the faith place that God takes us, hallelujah, from not even on the radar, not even on people's radar, come on somebody, to be in the spotlight. It's in the faith place, hallelujah, that God takes us from being on no list to be on the Forbes list. Come on, it's in a faith place. Hallelujah, that I have a $0 in my account or negative in my account. That in a faith place, God causes me to start a business or gives me an idea and gives me favor and causes me, hallelujah, to prosper. And then within a year's time, a 6 months' time, come on, somebody, be a millionaire. It's in the faith place. Come on, hallelujah, that God will do what takes man 7 years to do in 7 seconds. It's in the faith place. Hallelujah. God will take a 20-year famine, hallelujah, and set us in, hallelujah, a flourishing, in a reign. It's in a faith place. It's in a faith place. It's in a faith place, hallelujah, that depression is dissolved and becomes nothing, amen. It's in a faith place that I have a sound mind. It's in a faith place. It's in a faith place, the Jesus Christ place. He is able to do all things. And for some reason, we have entered into a state of mind and a way of the world and a way of walking that while we call ourselves Christians, we believe that there's some things that God can't do. And then we turn to those who he created versus going to the creator. For some reason, we have become a people that don't quite trust and be like, oh, well, when it comes to A, B, C, and D, when it comes to mental health issues, financial issues, these issues, that issues, when my father reveals to us, amen, in scripture, even with the story, there's a story with a woman who had an issue. She had a blood issue, and she did try to go to the doctors. She didn't try. She did. Come on. She did go to the doctors, and she did, amen, seek out every way possible to receive healing on earth. But her healing came from heaven, and it wasn't until she got into the faith place. It wasn't until she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment. Come on, y'all. It wasn't until she took on a heavenly practice, a heavenly mindset. Somebody say a faith practice and a faith mindset. My faith must be one that is rooted, entrenched, steadfast, that if in a moment anything happened, I know happening is in the spirit, and I must wait. Where is the rain? It's in heaven, and all we do is wait, and then all of a sudden we wake up and we or amen, it taps, it scratches on the radar of the earth. Hello, newscasters, or what do you call it? The weather people and their equipment that they have. All it is God letting them know, giving them a whisper. Then they know that it's rain coming. Well, what about my faith equipment and my radar, amen, and my Doppler radar, amen, hallelujah, that let me know, oh, that is happening in the spirit, and the heaven is about to open and release, hallelujah, good news, and heaven is about to open and pour out more than we have room enough to receive. We must stay in the faith place. We must live in the faith place. We must abide and reside in the faith place and stop acting like we're from the earth, hallelujah, and we're of the earth, but remember that we are citizens of God Almighty. And so my activity must happen in the spirit first. And I handle business in the spirit first. Go to God regarding that which is happening in the earth. I don't go to people. I don't go to my friends, my husband, my sister, my brother, my cousin, my bestie of my besties. I go to the best of best. I go to the creator of creators. I go to the king of kings. I go to the lord of lords, and I seek him. Hallelujah. Then I wait, and I allow him to divinely align me with with those on earth, hallelujah, that we can come together agreeing, amen, and believing, hallelujah, and praying. But what we're not going to do is just simply recycle what's happening on this earth. No! We're going to hear from heaven, and we're going to declare heaven. We're faithing in 2023. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody say faith. Even in this moment, I hear the Lord even speaking and saying that faith is you not being qualified in the natural, but God qualifying you. Faith, yes, Lord, you not having the experience in the natural, but God making you, God experiencing you, and God causing you to experience him, and therefore positioning you as you're the one. Come on. Faith. You may not have all the resume things. The things that you need on a resume, amen. The letters behind your name, the education, the years of experience, amen. The certain jobs or certain schoolings, amen. I believe that probably in the natural, not probably, but yes, you have a Ivy League on your resume. It's probably going to cause that resume to fly a little bit further and to fly higher, amen, than not so much Ivy League. Okay, somebody, but we come from the heaven, amen, and that is the Ivy of the Ivy League. So, come on, somebody. Faith. Faith. God wants to raise up some people that say, you know what? I'm trusting God. I'm depending on God. I'm looking to God. And I'm not moving from this place. I'm not messing up my blessing or it caused me to have to go around a mountain or stay in a place longer because I chose to step out and try to do it myself and figure it out myself and handle it myself and taint myself. Maybe there's a reason God has us to be and has you to be single for a little bit of time with that or a more time than you chose, but how you handling your singleness? Come on, somebody. I'm gonna take it to the marriage. How are you handling your marriage? Faith. How are you handling the storms? Faith. You see Jesus as he was laying asleep on a boat, and they came across a storm. They reacted, and Jesus pointed out, this is little faith. How are we handling the storms? How are we handling the situations? How are we handling the circumstances? How are we handling that which we're finding uncomfortable? Is it uncomfortable to our flesh? Is it uncomfortable because I'm looking to the left and right and I'm comparing? Why is it so uncomfortable? And you know what? Sometimes faith is maybe not saying, Lord God, change this thing, but Lord God, you have me here. Teach me how to be content in this place. Teach me how to be content. Teach me how to be thankful. Teach me how to be grateful. Because it's not that you're still not being God. It's just my perspective. It's such that I'm not seeing your whisper and feeling your wind, although it may be light, but teach me. I believe a Christian that comes with learning to be content. Paul said, I learned to be content. Right? I want to read that. Can you hold on with me? Can we go to it? Can we? Hallelujah. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. See, because we're too quick to want to get out of a situation, want to change the situation. Maybe sometimes God's using that situation to change us. Hello? 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. Philippians. Here we go. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Paul says, now that I speak in respect, in regard of need, in respect of want, for I have learned. Let's just stop there really fast, amen? Because to learn something means to practice it. To learn something means to be diligent at it. To learn something means that your attention and your mindset, amen, is this thing. To learn something means you're going to fail. To learn something means you're going to be tested. To learn something, hello, means I'm going to face it. For I have learned. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. This is a lesson. Contentment is a lesson that is learned through practical experiences in our life. Listen, I want to read this. It says, he says again, let's get this. Let's meditate on this. Let's be with this because we can do better, Christians. We can do better. I believe that we can see the glory of God, amen, in those places once we enter into contentment. Mature in contentment. That, okay, God, you are with me here. So why am I not seeing you? What is distracting me from seeing you and hearing you? Is it me not liking what I'm in and wanting something else? But let's deal with me spiritually. Deal with us spiritually. That whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. That whatsoever state I am, how about this one also? That whatsoever state I am, I will exercise faith. I will walk by faith. I will speak faith. I will trust by faith. I will faith.
Paul says, I had little. I know what it is to have little. I know what it is to have much. I know what it is to be hungry. I know what it is to be full. In all those states, I learned to be content. Let's learn to be content. Let's learn to be grateful. And let's walk by faith. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Beshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Beyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. I see you back in this faith place, this prayer place, this all things possible place, Yahweh places, I am that I am by his miracles, signs, and wonders place, that this place of nothing is too hard, amen, for God Almighty, in the place of what he has spoken, it shall accomplish that which he sent it to accomplish, amen, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Look to Christ, wait on Christ, and trust Christ. In Jesus' name, shalom. God bless.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.